T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now, we take you live to New York. CBS senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Lots on your plate. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. I have so much more time now that I'm not going to watch any more football.
Well, you got one more game to watch. Or are you boycotting the Super Bowl?
No, I can't. I really went headstrong into this football season as a respite from COVID and the economy. So I'm in it, but my team is out. So I'm sorry about the Bills.
Did you see how many people were actually at the stadium, though?
Yes. And interestingly enough, my uncle, my faux uncle slash godfather, who has been to every Super Bowl, all 54, is not going this year. Because he said he will not have had his second vaccine. And he said he will not go without his second vaccine.
I saw the NFL has invited 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers to go to the Super Bowl.
And it should only be people who have had both vaccines, actually. That would be the best, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Everyone's got to pay for the tickets. And then everything you spent, all that money, sorry, corporations, you should have had to basically sponsor somebody who's a healthcare worker who's been, you know, has had their arm stuck twice. I think that would have been a much better Super Bowl. Personally, that's just me.
Well, should we? What do we do now with this stimulus thing? $1 trillion economically. What are you looking at? Is this going to happen soon? So many people are waiting desperately to see if it'll go through.
Yeah, it's not going to go through at 1.9. It's going to take some time. There's going to be a lot of things that are in there. And as we said last week, like the most important aspects would be the extra $1,400, the a few different tax credits that are woven in. Some of the stuff that they put into the bill, I think, is just almost like negotiation chips. Like, hey, we're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Okay, that's great, but that has nothing to do with COVID. And so I think that you could, you know, sort of make a loose case that lower end workers need more money and they're the ones disproportionately hurt by COVID, but it's not as direct. So I think that gets thrown out. There are all sorts of things being floated as, you know, to boost the economy. The one that I was really looking at last week was there is a campaign proposal that seems to have gotten bipartisan support, a $15,000 first time homebuyer tax credit. And I really started to dig into this one because we got some information out from the National Association of Realtors last week about 2020, which was just an unbelievable, fantastic year for real estate. I mean, beyond. It was crazy. In fact, it was like the best year in decades. So at this point, I'm not sure why we have to actually push more money into the real estate market. I know some people like are bummed they can't find their homes and they would love to have a little bit of extra money towards their down payment, but I think it's just going to push prices even higher.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, a lot of people who would normally be selling are just staying on the sidelines a little bit right now, just waiting for things to pass through as well. What about business as far as the president cutting travel from various parts of the country? A lot of nations, I think like 34 nations, the travel restrictions are going to go in place. How is that going to affect like import, export or other business going forward?
Well, I think it just shows you that this virus is here right now and it is raging. And so there are going to be additional measures. And I think many more towns and municipalities are going to be able to take the cover of, hey, the federal government wants this, we need to do this. And that's going to actually allow them to be more aggressive than they might be. But there is pushback. You know, I'm in New York City, and we have a real issue in certain parts of the city. but other parts aren't as badly impacted. So what are you going to do? Say, okay, you know what? I don't want the trains going from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn into Manhattan. Like, you can't do that. So it's almost like it's very hard to contain without a more blanket response. So I get that they want to do zip code by zip code and make it really tough, but I think that that's it's really hard to contain. And the effort to contain is really about safety first, but also economics. Because if you look at the places that have done well amid the pandemic, they're not the ones that opened up quickly. They're the ones that actually focused on getting the disease under control, getting the virus under control, and then slowly opening where it seems where it seems reasonable. And I think that it's very difficult to do. So I think that the first quarter is going to be a rotten quarter for the economy. We're going to get data out this week, and it's going to look back to the fourth quarter of last year, and it's going to say, hey, we had growth of 4.5% or so, 4%. And then we're going to get the first quarter data. It's going to be January, February, March, and it's going to look horrible. And there are people who are going to say, ah, it's double-dip recession. It's all predicted. We know that when the virus is raging, that the economy slows down. That's just the deal. And you don't even need a big edict from on high that says close down. People change their behavior. You know, I went in with two masks into a grocery store, by the way, obsessively in New York City. You can go to grocery shopping at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is fantastic. And there was nobody there, but I was wearing two masks.
Good for you. You can go to JillOnMoney.com. Jill, always appreciate checking in with you. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. One more. We'll have 2 weeks to prepare for the Super Bowl, so I'll be thinking about that.
Groundhog Day's next Tuesday, so we have that to look forward to.
Oh, gosh. I mean, if that doesn't have a new meaning this year, I don't know what does.
Yes, it does. CBS Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger, live from New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.